Chapter 3. Things Are Looking Up. Lisa Marie. Spring came early, and I had been an agent for almost 2 years. Every night I made small buys of heroin from junkies, which did nothing to stop the flow of drugs into New York City, but it did give the Bureau an acceptable case count to justify its existence. Daisy didn't know what to think of my new clothes and renewed confidence. In fact, I had even developed a routine. At least 2 nights a week, I would be home for dinner. The rest of the week, she knew to expect me home very late and drunk. Mark turned 4, and we had a party for him. Balloons, little friends, and a big white cake. It was all terrific, but somehow I felt like a guest. I sat and watched, not really part of anything. I had not made a major case on my own. My first encounter with Mars and snorting a line of cocaine was an insignificant memory. My real passion was to bring Mars LaPont to justice for killing Calvin. It turned my desire into an obsession. From conversations overheard in the office, I knew that some of the agents had an ongoing poker game somewhere in Queens. One night, Dewey asked me if I wanted to play. I told him I wasn't very good at cards, but would like to go anyway. He said that the game was always played at the clinic. I assumed that the clinic was a medical facility. Instead, we drove up to a house in Forest Park, Queens. I recognized Michael's white Mercedes parked on the street. "This is a clinic?" I asked. "It looks like a house to me." "It's a clinic," Dewey insisted. "It's the Bureau's clinic. It's a medical rehabilitation facility for addicts." From what I've seen at 90 Church, a morgue would be the closest thing to a medical clinic that the Bureau would run for addicts. This made Dewey laugh as we walked up the front steps and entered the two-story house. The inside foyer was completely dark, but I could see a light coming from a room off to the left down a hallway. As we walked, I heard the rattle of chains. I heard someone call my name in a friendly tone.
"Hi, how are you? I'm so glad you came."
Out of the darkness appeared a figure and the sound of chains being dragged on the floor. In the dim light, I could see a face covered with long, horrible scratches. I stared into the bloody face and recognized Pepper, the Puerto Rican I stayed with in Greenwich Village to learn about drugs. He extended his left hand to me. His handshake was cold and wet. His right hand was handcuffed to a chain, which was locked to a radiator on the far side.